Forgiveness. Hope. Bunch of other words. What are the real meanings? I know that's really strange to begin this, but, you know, I've had stuff happen to me before. You know, I've told you. A little bit more, a little bit less. Family. Siblings. Aunts, uncles, cousins. People who you're close to. People who you have to stick close to. Because all in the end, it'll be you and them. No longer parents. Because you know how age goes. See, my sisters and I never really got along together as a group. But we protected each other whenever there was something wrong. Maybe just one or two instances of that. But it happens. Me being 7 years apart from the oldest sister, 5 from the second. Being the youngest is not the fun thing in life to be in, I guess. I was going to say funnest, but that kind of doesn't make sense. It's not a real word, it's English. Come on, speak English, Sam. What are you talking about? Now, I recently went through a problem. And I've been thinking. So, both of my sisters differ in a lot of ways. The eldest, she and I, we're just like twins. We're both Geminis. But I don't really believe in that zodiac sign, that's what it's called. I hate it because on Facebook and social media, I see, oh, all Geminis are all crazy. No. All Pisces are shy, indecisive. Cancer is, you know, rude people who don't even care about anybody but themselves. Selfish. Well, since it's the crab cancer, I would say it's shellfish. But, no. Me and my sister, the eldest, she always was there for me. It was like she raised me whenever my mother was gone. This is something that I, you know, I forgot, quote unquote, throughout times. Because it was something I buried. It was a forgotten memory. Because I buried it with so much sadness and so much guilt, so much anger. Compared to somebody that would sing with me, it would be perfect harmony. It was beautiful. She gave me inspiration to build up to who I was. Despite the fact that I did not have any training in singing. And she had a studio. She went to Oklahoma City to sing and she recorded country songs, two of them. I was jealous, but I still loved her because she had so many health problems. She still does, and most of them are lifelong with no cure. She was given something and she used it. She can't draw. Lord help her if she tried to draw a person. She would end up drawing a circle stick figure. And it was a gift. I don't know what she went through throughout the divorce. We never shared our feelings as the three kids, you know? But besides me and her getting along, I'm gonna call the one that is 5 years older than me, the middle child, just the middle one, because I'd rather not say names, kind of keep myself a little bit anonymous here, because Really, how many people are named Sam? And who knows, that might be an abbreviation for my name. Sam, Samantha, Sammy. Who knows? But the middle child, oh my goodness. She was real ate up about the divorce. But she didn't express it non-verbally like I did. She didn't hurt herself. She didn't do anything. She was praised with a skinny body. Not really much of the smarts. Street smarts. But book smarts. Oh my goodness. She could be anything. An astrophysicist if she wanted to be. But she ended up studying to become a nurse. Our views are a little bit different. Not because she believes something else, but because she lacks social skills. No, she isn't, I wouldn't know the term. I don't even know if it's proper anymore. Whenever there is a problem in the brain that causes a learning disability or some kind of stunt in any kind of ability in the brain, like social abilities, physical. Well, hers is social. I don't know if it was because whenever she was younger, the doctor accidentally put Novocaine in her, well, whatever makes her jaw numb, injected it into an artery or vein inside of her mouth, causing her heart to stop for a few minutes. I don't know if it was that or not, but it caused her to have a lack of social ability to express herself at a young age. All she did was point and say, ooh. Ah. So that was something that we were different on. It caused her to not be able to understand people's emotions fully, which means more misunderstandings, more miscommunication, drama that was unneeded. Because she thought people were picking on her. Now, I understand the feeling. Yeah, being picked on sucks. But there's a difference between joking and actually doing it to be mean. As a family member, you joke with your brother because they're short, or they're tall, or they have big feet, long toes, look like Sasquatch, hell, I don't know. Whenever she would pick on me for having, like, something embarrassing, secret time, my mom helped me tweeze my eyebrows whenever I was getting older, and I didn't want a unibrow. My sister would always take my tweezers, so what did I have that would take hair off? Easy, razor, I got it. I started shaving off my unibrow until my eyebrows became uneven. She would make fun of me because of that. She would make fun of me because I had a unibrow or not. She would make me feel like I looked like crap. But if I returned the favor and said, you know, maybe if you got your head out of your butt, you know, you'd be able to understand. Haha, very funny. That would cause her to go to my dad or my mom or my grandparents. And they would tell them, she's picking on me. And she would watch me go to school, try to get dressed, struggle to get, like, on the bus, and tell me I look like S-word. I don't know what sister would do that to a teenage girl, about 12, going to problems, but okay, cool. Not fair treatment, I guess. But what I'm getting here is, all siblings have differences. All family members have differences as well. You need to be there for them. No matter what. No matter what the situation is. No matter how mad you are at a moment. this. I'm so mad right now. I'm upset. Yeah. This was supposed to be another segment of happy podcast. But life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. Depression affects people. People's emotions get in the way. The world's not a perfect place. But there's lessons to learn out of things. Just because you're mad at somebody doesn't mean you should take it out. You shouldn't guess what they're thinking. You have to talk to them. You have to form communication. You have to be there for one another. Because in the end, it might just be you guys. It's the world. And if you're an only kid, that doesn't mean you're alone either. You have friends. You have friends, chicky poo friends that you consider sisters, or guys that you consider brothers. I mean, everybody has that. Everybody has something that they belong to. It may not be now. Maybe the fact that they're lonely now or whatever. But they always have somebody. Either somebody that they don't want them to care about, and they care about them anyway. Or somebody secretly cares about you and you don't know. There might be somebody that you know in life right now. That you know they don't know that you care about them. Sharing your feelings helps. Maybe being friend zoned if you have a crush on the person. Or they tell you to go screw off and do something else. That's life. But once you get your feelings out of the way, you are you. And yeah, you can be judged all you want. But in the end, you have nothing to hide. Because you have everything on the table in front of you. Like I said, the truth kind of does help. Now in the segment next, it's going to be kind of a really weird topic. But I'm going to put that on another one because I would say heavy subject. It will be about tolerance between people. People being triggered about their own sexuality. And also my views on that. Which, surprisingly, I don't really have too many views on it. I only have one, actually. But that'll be for next segment. And if you don't want to listen, that's cool. And if you do, that's even better. It'll maybe make you understand more about me. I don't know exactly where this podcast is going anymore, but this is how my brain works. Thank you for listening, guys. And I'll catch you in the next one.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.